Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Megillah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub, Lizchus Refua Shalema, Moshe Nachman ben Malka Miriam.
We are now starting Be'ezus Hashem the Gemara on Daf Chaf Vav Amud Aleph, which begins with the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis. Our Mishnah mentions different levels of Kedusha. The Mishnah mentions six different levels of Kedusha. And the Mishnah goes on to say that Bnei Ya'ir are allowed to sell one level of Kedusha in order to acquire a higher level of Kedusha. On the other hand, the Mishnah ends off by saying that they are not allowed to go down from one level of Kedusha to a lower level of Kedusha. The Rishonim bring down the following kasha from Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim asks that here we have a seeming stira in our Mishnah. From the Reisha, that says Bnei Ya'ir Shemach Rochiv Yeshoer Loichin B'dam of Beis HaKnesses, that teaches us that one has to go up a level of Kedusha, it seems like, that Shava B'Shava, in other words, to buy something which is on the same level of Kedusha, is Aser. On the other hand, from the Seifa it would seem that only to go down is Aser. Like the Mishnah says, Machru Tira Loichu Svarim, but to buy something which is on the same level of Kedusha, we Motzer. That is the kasha that Ben Ephraim asks on our Mishnah. Ben Ephraim and the Ran go on to say that from the Gemara on the Avchav Zayin and the Aleph, one sees that Shaveh B'Shaveh is Aser. To buy the same level of Kedusha is Aser. One has to go up a level in Kedusha. As the Gemara says, Iboilu. The Gemara asks the following Shaila. Mahu Limkar Sefer Torah Yoshein Likach B'Chadash. Is one allowed to sell an old Sefer Torah in order to buy a new Sefer Torah? Kivan Doi Mali Lei Aser. In other words, since he's not going up a level of Kedusha, therefore it is Aser. Since there is nothing higher than a Sefer Torah, therefore one is allowed to buy a new Sefer Torah with the money of the old Sefer Torah. From here, Ben Ephraim and the Rana Medayik, from that thing Mara explains that the only reason why one could possibly be Mater to buy a new Sefer Torah with the money from an old Sefer Torah is only because there is nothing higher than a Sefer Torah. One sees that Shaveh B'Shaveh is Aser. In other words, you are mechuyev to go up a level in Kedusha and to buy something which is on the same level as Aser. Only by a Sefer Torah is there a Makom Lahatir based on the fact that there is nothing higher in Kedusha than a Sefer Torah. Rabbeinu Ephraim therefore goes on to say that the Reisha of our Mishnah that says that one is mechuyev to go up a level in Kedusha is Dafka. Only that is Mutzer. To buy something which is an equal level of Kedusha is Aser. And the Seifa of our Mishnah is Lav Dafka. Not only is one not allowed to go down a level in Kedusha, but even to buy something which is an equal level of Kedusha is also Aser. That is the Shita of Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Ran. The Rambam, on the other hand, in Perakid Aleph, Melchus Tfila Loch Yed Zayin, seems to argue on Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Ran. The Rambam says Bnei HaKfar Shirotzu Limkar Beis HaKnesses Shalahen are allowed to sell their Beis HaKnesses in order to build with the money in other Beis HaKnesses. From the Rambam one sees, as the Tos Yontif explains, that the Rambam understands that the Seifa of our Mishnah is Dafka. One is only not allowed to go down a level in Kedusha, but to buy something of equal Kedusha is Mutter. And for that reason, one is allowed to sell Beis HaKnesses in order to buy with the money in other Beis HaKnesses. That the Reisha of the Mishnah says that one should go up a level in Kedusha is, as the Tos Yontif explains, is only in Adifos. It is better to go up. But as far as Iker Hadin is concerned, even Shaveh B'Shaveh is Motzer. In the Mari Avuav, we find a third Shita. The Mari Avuav understands B'Shita Satur that as far as Halacha of Shaveh B'Shaveh is concerned, there is a difference between Uchatchila and B'Di'avid. In other words, if, for example, one wants to go and sell Beis HaKnesses, he's only allowed to go and sell Beis HaKnesses in order to buy something on a higher level of Kedusha. For example, a Teva. But now, after one sold the Beis HaKnesses, and now he has the money that he received from the sale of the Beis HaKnesses, if for whatever reason he cannot find a Teva, which is a higher level of Kedusha, he is allowed to go and use that money to buy something which is an equal level of Kedusha. That is how the Maria Avuav explains the Shita of the Torah. According to the Maria Avuav, one can explain our Mishnah very simply. The Reisha of our Mishnah is coming to tell us the halacha when one comes to sell a Beis HaKnesses. One is only allowed to sell a Beis HaKnesses in order to acquire something of a higher level of Kedusha. The Seifa of our Mishnah is coming to tell me halacha as far as B'dievet is concerned. If, let's say, for example, one sold a Beis HaKnesses and he received money from the sale of the Beis HaKnesses, he is not allowed to go and use that money to acquire something which is a lower level of Kedusha. He is only allowed to use that money for something which is at least on the same level of Kedusha. Because again, according to Maria Avuav, as far as B'dievet is concerned, the halacha is that one is only not allowed to go down a level in Kedusha, and for that reason the Sefer of our Mishnah explains the halacha as Ein Meridin. So again, as far as the halacha of buying something of equal Kedusha, we have three basic shittas. Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Ran understand, as we find in the Gra and Sif Dalet and in the Pimagadim and Simon Kofn and Gimel Mishpat Seisav, Sif Katan Aleph, that one is not allowed to go and buy something of equal Kedusha, even with the Eved. Even with the money that one received, he is only allowed to go and buy something which is a higher level of Kedusha. The Rambam, according to the Avon of the Teis Yontif, understands that one is allowed to go and sell something in order to acquire something which is on the same level of Kedusha. The Maria Avuav understands Vishita Sator that there is a difference between Chatchila, when one comes to sell a davar that has Kedusha, and with the Eved, when we are talking about the money that one received from the seal of the davar that has Kedusha. Now getting back to the Shita of the Maria Avuav, that the Maria Avuav understands that there is a difference between Chatchila, when one comes to sell, for example, Beis HaKnesses, or with the Eved, when we are talking about the money that one received from the sale of the Beis HaKnesses, one sees the following chiddush. That we say in our Mishnah, that there is a halacha of ma'alin b'kiddush v'lo meridin, is not only referring to the money that one received, which has the kedusha of what was sold, that the money that was neskadesh, we say malin b'kiddush v'lo meridin, the one is only allowed to go and use the money that has kedusha to buy something which is a high level of kedusha, but even as far as the actual mechira is concerned, when one comes to sell a davar that has kedusha, the mechira has to be done with the intent to buy something of a higher level of kedusha. That is the first chiddush that one sees in the Mari Avuhav. Now, we have to explain the Ikar Alocha that the Maria Avuhav says that there is a difference between a chatchila and the Eved. Okay, how does one understand that as far as the Ikar Mechir of the Beis HaKnesses, he can only go up a level in Kedusha, he can only sell the Beis HaKnesses with the intent that he'll buy something which is a high level of Kedusha, and as far as the money that he received, he can even buy something which is an equal level of Kedusha. So we find that the Nesivis in his Sefer Kilos Yaakov and Arachayim Simon Kofn and Gimel explains the Maria Avuhav as follows. He explains that really shava b'shava, to buy something of equal level kedusha, should be mutter. And for that reason we say that as far as the money that one received, one is allowed to go and buy something which is an equal level of kedusha. That we say that when it comes to ikar mechira, he can only go and sell the Beis HaKnesses in order to buy something which is a higher level of kedusha, is based on the fact that with the mechira of the Beis HaKnesses, one is going and acting in a way which is essentially a bizoyan to the Beis HaKnesses, which is essentially bizoyan to any object of kedusha which he is selling. The actual sale is a bizoyan, unless he is going and buying something which is a higher level of kedusha. Only then do we say that the mechira is not considered a bizoyan to the object of kedusha which he is selling. And for that reason, one is only allowed to imale the kedusha in the actual mechira. With this, Nesivis answers the following kasha the Turiyevin. Again, as we find in Rashi, Rashi explains our Mishnah based on the Yisayid of Malin Bakredesh Vimaridin, which as we find in the Gemara, Menaches of Tzadi Tesam and Aleph is learned out of two psukim. There's one halacha of Malin Bakredesh, a second halacha of Vimaridin. The obvious kash is, who needs halacha of Vimaridin if there is halacha of Malin Bakredesh? If one has to go up, it's obvious that he is not allowed to be married. The Nesivis explains that the first halacha of Malin Bakredesh is referring to a case where the actual shinui could have possibly been considered a bizoyan like in our Mishnah, that the actual Mechira could possibly have been considered to be Zayin, then we say the one is only allowed to Ma'aleh B'Kodesh in order that it should not be considered to be Zayin. On the other hand, the second Halacha V'Meridin is referring to the actual Kedusha itself. For example, in our Mishnah, the money that was Niskadish with the Kedusha of the object that was sold, on that we say Halacha V'Meridin. The one is not allowed to use the money for something which is a lower level of Kedusha. But to buy something of equal level Kedusha is mutter, because there is no longer any bizoyin involved in him going and using the money to acquire something else which has Kedusha. That is a shitza of the Nesivis. The Turiyevin, on the other hand, answers the kasha that who needs halacha v'meridin if there's halacha ma'al makedesh as follows. The Turiyevin explains that really the ikar halacha is ein meridin. And as we find in the Rambam, as we mentioned before, the Rambam understands that shavu b'shavu is mutter. That we find, as the Gemara Menachas Avsai Tes Menalav learns out from a pasuk, the halacha ma'al makedesh is not to tell me that you're mechuyev to Malah, you're mechuyev to go up a level, but rather the pasuk of Malam Bakhidish is coming to teach us that one is allowed to go up a level. And one is allowed to Mishana Mekdusha LeKedusha. But not that one is mechuyev to go up a level in Kedusha, but rather that one could possibly be Mishana Mekdusha LeKedusha. And we do not say that since this object already has Kedusha, it cannot possibly be changed to another Kedusha. That is a shita of the Turiyevin. Here one can answer the Turiyevin's kasha and explain the Maria Avuav. Even as far as the actual Mechira is concerned, there is a halacha of Malan B'Kodesh in a different way. Beforehand, I would like to speak a little bit about Malan B'Kodesh Le'Meridin. We find a tremendous machlekes ha'achrinim. Is the halacha of Malan B'Kodesh Le'Meridin a din d'araisa? Or is the halacha of Malan B'Kodesh Le'Meridin only a din d'rabbanan? The Kiryas Sefer, in Perikid Aleph, Mehilchas Tfila, explains that the halacha of Malan B'Kodesh Le'Meridin is a din d'araisa. On the other hand, the Prima Gadim, in his Akdama, with Simon Kofnun Gimel, understands that the halacha of Malan B'Kodesh Le'Meridin is only a din d'rabbanan. That we find that the Gemara Menachas of Tzadi Tesim and Aleph learns it out from Pesukim is only an Asmachta Ba'oma. But really, the Ikar Din of Ma'am HaKadosh when we read it is only a Din D'Rabbanan. The Ginas Fradim in Arachayim Kwal Bey Simon Laman Aleph, and so too in the Yeshua Sakav and Simon Kof Nandalat of Katan Beis, say that it depends on the Kedusha. If we say the Ma'am HaKadosh when we read it is a Din D'Araisa, or only a Din D'Rabbanan. If we are talking about a case that the Kedusha is a Kedusha Sagof, for example, Kli Sharis, a big day kuna, then the halacha of Malan B'Kodesh V'Meridin is a din d'Araisa. On the other hand, as far as the din of our Mishnah is concerned, that we are not talking about objects that have Kedusha Sagof, like Mizbeach and Kli Sharis, then the halacha of Malan B'Kodesh V'Meridin is only a din d'Rabbanan. In the Pnei Yeshua, we find the following Chiddush. The Pnei Yeshua explains that if there are two different halachas of Malan B'Kodesh V'Meridin, the Iker halacha of Malan B'Kodesh V'Meridin is, as the Pnei Yeshua explains, as far as the Guf HaKedusha is concerned. In other words, if one has an object that has Kedusha, the halacha is Malan B'Kodesh V'Meridin, he is not allowed to go and lower the Kedusha that the object has. That is the first halacha of Malan B'Kodesh V'Meridin. But then there is a secondary halacha of Malan B'Kodesh V'Meridin as well, that teaches us that even if one is not going and lowering the Kedusha of the object, just we want to know how to treat this dover, this object of Kedusha, there is a halacha of Malan B'Kodesh V'Meridin, that one treats the object that has Kedusha in a way of Malan B'Kodesh V'Meridin. For example, as we find in the Gemara Menachas of Tzalites and Aleph, that before they put lechem aponim on the actual shulchan, there was an other shulchan beforehand, which was made out of kesef, in order to have the halacha of Malan B'Kodesh to take it from kesef and put it onto the shulchan shozov. Because again, Malan B'Kodesh doesn't only tell me halacha, as far as the actual kedusha is concerned, the one is not allowed to lower the kedusha of the object, but there is a secondary halacha as well as how to treat an object which has kedusha, and one treats the object that has kedusha in a way of ma'alin ba'kedush. The Pnei Yeshua goes on to say that as far as the shinoi ha'kedusha, as far as changing the kedusha of the object, the ikar halacha is v'lo meridin. The one is not allowed to lower the kedusha of the object. As far as how one treats an object that has kedusha, the ikar halacha is ma'alin. According to the Pnei Yeshua, one can answer the Trevan's kasha that we mentioned before very simply. Again, the Trevan asks that who needs two halachas of ma'alin b'kedush for meridin? Why isn't halacha ma'alin b'kedush itself enough? Once we know ma'alin b'kedush, obviously the halacha is a meridin. According to the site of Pnei Yeshua, one can answer very simply that there are two separate halachas. The halacha of Emeridin is referring to the guf ha-kedusha, that one is not allowed to lessen the kedusha of the object. The halacha of Malin is a completely separate halacha. The halacha of Malin teaches us how to treat an object that has kedusha. And therefore, for Malin, we wouldn't have known the halacha of Emeridin, because Malin is not referring to the kedusha of the object. The one has to be Malin, the kedusha. It just teaches us how to treat the dover that has kedusha. Now, getting back to our Mishnah, the chayyur in our Mishnah itself, one has both halachas of Malin Bakridish for Meridin that are mentioned in the Pnei Yeshua. As far as the guf hakedusha is concerned, that the Pnei Yeshua says that one is not allowed to mire the guf hakedusha, once one sells, for example, Beis HaKnesses, the guf hakdusha is now on the money that one received from the Beis HaKnesses. And now the halacha of Emeridin will tell us that when one goes and uses the money, he can only use the money which has kedusha in order to buy something which does not have a lower level of kedusha than the kedusha of the mois, because otherwise he'll be lessening the kedusha that the mois has. That is as far as the first halacha of the Pnei Yeshua, the one is not allowed to lessen the kedusha of the object itself. In our Mishnah, l'chaira one has the second halacha of the Pnei Yeshua as well. When one goes and sells the Beis HaKnesses, he is using the Beis HaKnesses as a way to acquire a second object. Instead of using the Beis HaKnesses as a mokum tila, instead he's using the Beis HaKnesses as a tool to acquire something else. Now, we are no longer referring to the halacha ma'al makedesh v'meridin as far as the guf hakedusha is concerned, because the guf hakedusha will be transferred to the money. But now we are talking about how one treats a Beis HaKnesses. And again, how one treats a Beis HaKnesses has to be as ma'alin b'kedush. And for that reason, we find that the Maria Vuav explains that when one comes to sell a Beis HaKnesses, he can only sell the Beis HaKnesses in order to acquire something of a higher level of kedusha. Because again, there is halacha ma'alin b'kedush. But now the one sold the Beis HaKnesses, and he has the money that he received from the Beis HaKnesses that has the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. Now we are referring to the halacha of the guf hakedusha. And again, as the Pnei Yeshua explains, as far as the guf hakedusha is concerned, the ikar halacha is ein meridin. Only when one comes to sell the Beis HaKnesses do we say they can only sell it with the intention of buying something of a higher level of kedusha based on the halacha of ma'alin. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara says, Beis HaKnesses loichin teva, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, loishonu. That one is allowed to sell Beis HaKnesses is only a Beis HaKnesses shal kvarim. Avo Beis HaKnesses shal krochim. Kivan de mea alma osu lei, loimatu mezabni lei. The Havoi de Rabbim, one is not allowed to sell a Beis HaKnesses shal krochim based on the fact that Beis HaKnesses shal krochim is Havoi de Rabbim. To explain that the Beis HaKnesses shal krochim, one is not allowed to sell Beis HaKnesses shal krochim, we find three basic mahalchim in the Rishonim. Or as the Ruah explains, that the reason why one cannot sell Beis HaKnesses shal krochim is based on the fact that since, as the Gemara says, Kivan de me'alma ka'asulei, they come to this Beis HaKnesses from other places, one can assume that people from other places took part in their actual binyan. And therefore the Beis HaKnesses does not only belong to the people of the actual krach, but rather it belongs to whoever took part in the binyan. And for that reason, the people of the krach cannot go and sell the Beis HaKnesses because it is not theirs to sell. Because they weren't the only ones who took part in the actual binyan of the Beis HaKnesses. The Ruah goes on to say that if we would know that that Beis HaKnesses shall krochim, only the people in that city, in that krach, took part in the binyan, then they could sell it. Rashi, on the other hand, and so do we find in the Rashba, on the second Pshat, and the Ran explain our Gemara differently. That we say Beis HaKnesses shall krochim is considered a Beis HaKnesses shall rabim is based on that the Beis HaKnesses was hukdash al das rabim. That when the people of the krach built the Beis HaKnesses, they built it, as the Ran says, al das kol ha'ilam. And therefore this Beis HaKnesses is considered a Beis HaKnesses of kol ha'ilam. And for that reason, one cannot sell a Beis HaKnesses shal krochim, because again, the Beis HaKnesses shal krochim is not theirs, but rather belongs to the whole entire world. And for that reason, even if we will know that only the people in that krach were the ones that took part in the binyan, they still will not be able to sell a Beis HaKnesses shal krochim, because again, they built it al das kol ha'ilam. Tesis has a third mahalach, in that we say that one cannot sell such a Beis HaKnesses. Tesis explains, the kivan shiroi b'nei adam regil malach hashal mespalel, even if the other people do not take part in the binyan. Only the people of that krach itself took part in the binyan, mikol makam kivan de aldas oisan rabim nasa, was made aldas those people, as well people from other places, therefore chamura kedushase ve'einan yechilun umeichre. The reason why they cannot sell that Beis HaKnesses is based on the fact that such a Beis HaKnesses is Chamura Kedushase. The Prima Gadim, in Mishpat Seisav Simakof Nun Gimos of Katan Bav, says that according to Tesis, that understands that one cannot sell Beis HaKnesses or Krochim is based on the Chamura Kedusha, that is only Beis HaKnesses. On the other hand, if one has a Mikvah or a Merchatz Shal Krochim, one would be allowed to sell mikvah merchat shal krochim, because again, since there is no chamura kedushase, therefore, according to Tesis, even a mikvah and a merchat shal krochim could be sold. Now, let's go weiter in the Gemara and try to explain the Gemara according to these three shitas. The Gemara goes on to say, Amar Ravashi haivei kenishta demasa mechasya afal gav me'alma osawa, even though people come to this Beis HaKnesses me'alma, kivan da daita didi ka'asu. Since they're coming a daita didi, yibinim zamnino, if I want, I can sell it. Now, if one understands that the one cannot sell Beis HaKnesses shal krochim is based, as we said before, b'shem lor zeruah, that other people from other places took part in the binyan, one can explain Agamar very simply. That since they only came al das Ravashi, therefore, even the other people that took part in the binyan agree to whatever Ravashi will decide. If Ravashi decides to sell it, you have their askam as well. But if one understands, like one sees in Rashi, the Rashban, the second Pshat in the Ran, that the reason why one cannot sell Beis HaKnesses shal krochim is based on the fact that the Beis HaKnesses was built al das rabim, and therefore it is considered a Beis HaKnesses shal rabim, one has to understand that who cares if the reason why the Rabbim are coming is because of Ravashi, Seif Kol Seif, at the end of the day, this Beis HaKnesses is a Beis HaKnesses Shal Rabbim. How can they sell a Beis HaKnesses Shal Rabbim? L'chira, to explain the Gemara according to the Shita of Rashi, one has to say, as we find in the Nemukhi Yosef, which is brought down by the Beis Yosef in Simon Kofnun Gimel, that the Nemukhi Yosef explains our Gemara as follows. That the Gemara says, Adaita didi kaasu, means to say that till Ravashi came, they were not yet regilum to come. People did not come from all over. And therefore, at the time of the binyan of the Beis HaKnesses, one did not have people coming me'alma. Because again, people only started coming me'alma once Ravashi came to Masa Mechasya, which took place after the binyan of the Beis HaKnesses. And therefore, at the time of the building of the Beis HaKnesses, it was not built al das rabim. And since it was not built al das rabim, therefore it is not considered like a Beis HaKnesses shal krochim. As Rabbi Vager explains that from the Mukhi Yosef, one sees that to be considered a Beis HaKnesses shal krochim is dependent on the time of the binyan. At the time of the binyan, one has rabbim me'alma kasulei. The rabbim are coming from all over. It is considered a beis hakanes shel korachim. On the other hand, at the time of the binyan, one did not have rabbim me'alma asulei. It is not considered a beis hakanes shel korachim. And for that reason, in order to be considered a beis hakanes shel rabbim, one needs that the binyan of the beis hakanes was done al das rabbim. Over here, the binyan of the beis hakanes masa mechasi was not done al das rabbim, because one did not yet have that the rabbim were coming me'alma till Rav Ashi came. Now we understand the Gemara according to the Shita of Rashi. But again, according to Tosfos that explains our Gemara that the one cannot tell Beis HaKnesh HaKrachim is based on the Chaim HaKdushase, well, the Chaim HaKdushase has nothing to do with the Binyan. Chaim HaKdushase is a fact that one has Rabbim Me'alma Kosle, the fact that this Beis HaKnesses is used by Rabbim. So again, how does it help that Dai Todidi Kosle, that they were coming Al Das Rav Ashi? Still, this Beis HaKnesses was Chamura HaKdushase. And based on the fact that this Beis HaKnesses was Chamur Kedushase, one should not be able to sell this Beis HaKnesses. So, to explain our Gemara, according to Tosfos, one has to say, as we find in Pnei Yeshua, that Rav Ashi said, Rav Ashi was coming to say that this Beis HaKnesses is not considered a Beis HaKnesses Shel Krachim, based on the fact that Masa Mechasi was not a Krach. That there were Rabbim coming to Masa Mechasi did not turn Masa Mechasi into a Krach, because again, they were only coming on Das Rav Ashi. And since they were only coming temporarily for Rav Ashi, therefore it is not Chamura Kedushase. Because in order to have Chamura Kedushase, it has to be that the actual place is a Krach which is made for Rabbim. If it happens to be the Rabbim are coming for a different reason, that does not create a Chamura Kedushase. That is a chayra how one can learn our Gemara according to Tosfos. Now let's go on to the next Gemara. The Gemara asks the following kasha: Meisvei beveis eretz achuzaschem, achuzaschem metami benigoyim ve'en Yerushalayim metami benigoyim. Amar Rav Yehuda niloi shamati elo mokem mikdash bovad. The Gemara is medayik. Habatei kneses abatei medrashas metamin. Amai hadik krochem havu. Why are batei kneses abatei medrashas metamin a chayra? They're krochem. Why are they matami benigoyim? Chaya beis haknesses beis hamedrash shel krachim are not considered achuzaschem. Now, according to Rashi, again that explains that one cannot tell beis haknesses shel krachim is based on the fact that beis haknesses shel krachim is considered a beis haknesses shel rabbim. I understand the Gemara very simply. Since the beis haknesses shel krachim is considered a beis haknesses shel rabbim, for that reason it is not called achuzaschem. Like we find in Rashi, Yuma and Afi beis hamedalef, that the reason why the Beis HaMikdash is not Matam Benigoyim is based on the fact Mishum Da Kol Ba'alein. And since a Kol Ba'alein, it is not considered a Chuzaschem of Chidim. It is not considered the ownership that belongs to private people. But rather, it belongs to an entity called the Tzibur. It belongs to the entity called Klal Yisrael. And for that reason, it is not considered a Chuzaschem. And for that reason, it should not be Matam Benigoyim. But if one understands, like there is a Ruah, that the reason why one cannot sell Beis HaKnesses Shel Krachim is only based on the fact that other people took part in the binyan besides for the Bnei HaKrachim, why is that a reason that it should not be called a Chuzaschem? As the Rashbe asks, Hayeshoi Bailam, this Beis HaKnesses has Bailam, so we happen to not know who the Bailam are. But since this Beis HaKnesses has Bailam, it should be Kriyin Be'ah Chuzaschem, and it should be Matami Menegoyim. So what was the Gemara's Kasha? That Beis HaKnesses Shel Krachim should not be Matami Menegoyim based on the fact that it is not considered Achuzaschem. So too one has to understand, according to Tosfos, that this Beis HaKnesses cannot be sold is only because of Chamura Kedushase. But really, the Bailam of this Beis HaKnesses are the Bnei HaKrachim. If so, again, why shouldn't the Beis HaKnesses Shel Krachim be Matami Menegoyim? Well, such a Beis HaKnesses is called Achuzaschem. It has Bailam. To answer this kasha and Tosfos, that why would one say that Chamura Kedushase is a reason that a Beis HaKnesses Shel Krachim should not be Matami Menegoyim, we find in the Imrei Eish and Arachayim Simen Ches that says the following Chiddush. Imrei Eish says that we say that a Beis HaMikdash is not Matami Menegoyim based on the fact that Karina Be'ah Chuzaschem, that the Beis HaMikdash is not Matami Menegoyim is not because that in order for something to be Matami Menegoyim, one needs that the Bayah should have Bailam. the Beis HaMikdash, which does not have Bailim, is not Metam Negoim, because in order to be Metam Negoim, one needs Bailim. That is not the Pshat. But rather, the Pshat is that the Torah is being Mechadish, that a Mokim HaMekudash, a place that has Kedusha, is not Metam Negoim. And therefore, according to Tesis of Beis HaKnesa, Shal Krochim is Chamura Kedushasei, the Gemara is asking, just like the Mokim HaMikdash is not Metam Negoim, based on the fact that the Mokim has Kedusha, so too Beis HaKnesa Shal Krochim, that the Mokim has Kedusha, such a Mokim should not be Metamei Menegoyim, based on the fact that the Beis HaKnesa Shal Krochim is Chamura Kedusha. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Based on this Chiddush of the Mi'esh, that the Kedusha itself is a reason that it should not be Metamei Menegoyim, one can go back and answer the Arzurua as well. Based on that we find in the Sefer Lahiris Nasan Chilaches Simen Dawit. In the Sefer Lahiris Nasan we find the following Chiddush. That if one wants to know if the Beis HaKnesses is Chamura Kedushasi or not, it is dependent if one has the ability to nafkia the Kedusha. As long as the Kedusha has a possibility that the Kedusha will not last forever, such a Kedusha is not Chamura Kedushasi. Only in a Beis HaKnesses that its Kedusha will last forever, only then is it Chamur Kedushase. And therefore one can explain the Arzurua very simply. Since by Beis HaKnesses Shal Krochem, there is no way that this Kedusha, the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses, should passively come off, because again, there is no way with which one can sell this Beis HaKnesses, based on the fact, as the Arzurua explains, that we do not know who took part in the binyan of this Beis HaKnesses. Therefore, the Kedusha of this Beis HaKnesses will last forever. There is no possible way that the Kedusha can come off. And for that reason, the Kedusha of this Beis HaKnesses is Chamura Kedushasei. And since the Kedusha of this Beis HaKnesses is Chamura Kedushasei, therefore the Beis HaKnesses Shal Krochem should not be Metamei B'Negoyim, based on the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses Shal Krochem. Now getting back to the Chiddush of Tesfis, that one cannot tell Beis HaKnesses Shal Krochem is based on Chamura Kedushasei, we find the following Chiddush in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Simkof Nun Gemos of Katan Yud Beis brings down the following Chiddush from the Mabitz. That let's say they are no longer davening in the Beis HaKnesses Shal Krochem, then they are allowed to sell it. Uchira, Pshat of the Mabitz is based on the fact that one cannot tell Beis HaKnesses Shal Krochem is because the Beis HaKnesses Shal Krochem has Bailim that might not be masking to the Mechira. Either like the Arzurua, based on the fact that other people took part in the Binyan who might not be masking to the Mechira, or, even according to Rashi, that the Beis HaKnesses is Beis HaKnesses Shal Rabim, who says that all the Rabim, the entire Rabim, are masking to the Mechira? According to the Arzurua and Rashi, the Mabit is coming to say the following Chiddush. If anyways, no one is using the Beis HaKnesses, then one can assume that everyone is maskim to the mechira of this Beis HaKnesses. But if one understands, like Tesfis, that the reason why one cannot sell the Beis HaKnesses is based on the fact that the Beis HaKnesses is chamur kedushasei, so who cares if the Beis HaKnesses is no longer in use? L'chir, the Beis HaKnesses is still chamur kedushasei. Still, one should not be able to sell this Beis HaKnesses. So we find the following chiddush in Ramosha Negros Moshe Chilkav Simenon that explains that the Mabit is going even according to the Shita of Tesis. Ramosha explains that Tesis says Chamur Kedushasei is because it was made for more people that are in the city. And according to the amount of people, that decides how Chamur the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses is, like you find in the Mishnah of Vayter and Nachav Zayin of the Beis. And therefore Ramosha goes on to say that the Bnei Ha'ir that are not the cause of the Kedusha Chamura do not have the koyach to take off the chomer hakedusha. On the other hand, if everyone would agree, if all the people that are the cause of chamura kedushasei would agree to sell this Beis HaKnesses, they have the ability to nafkia the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. And for that reason, in the Mabit's case, that the Mabit was mechadish, that one can assume that everyone agrees to the mechir of the Beis HaKnesses, therefore, since you have the haskama of all the people that are the cause of Chamura Kedushasei, they have the ability to mafkia even such a Kedusha that is Chamura Kedushasei. That is how Rav Moshe explains Tesis and explains the Mabitz Chiddush even according to Tesis. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara says, Amarava loishanu elashvay machru shiva tuvei ha'ir b'mayim adan she'ir. Avo machru shiva tuvei ha'ir b'mayim adan she'ir afilo v'mishta be'shichra shaper dami. Now before we start to explain how the Mechir of Shiva Tuveir works in Maimon Anshayir, I'd like to Maktim and speak a little bit about the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. As far as the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses, we find three Iker Shittas in the Rishonim. The Reim, in Siman Tov Tes, says the following halacha, that we find that Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash, Nikro Mikdash, the Tanya, Vashimaisius, Mikdashechem, Rabbis, Bate Knesius, Bate Medrashis. And therefore the Reim goes on to say, that when the Torah says as Mikdashi Tirou is referring to Bate Knesius, Bate Medrashis, because Bate Knesius, Bate Medrashis are Bechlau Mikdash, are included in Mikdash. The Reim, in Siman Kovtal, goes a step further. The Reim says the following chiddush: the kishem sha'aser lehonis min a hektish, just like one is not allowed to have anah from hektish, so too one is not allowed to have anah mi bate knesias ubate medrashis shegam ze hektish. From the Reim one sees that a beis haknesses and a beis medrash has kedusha, and the kedusha that they have is a kedusha min atayah. So too one sees in the Rambam in Minyan HaMitzvahs in Lavin Samaches, and the Mordechai and Megillah and Davchav Chesem and Aleph. Other Rishonim argue on the Shita of the Yireim, the Rambam, and the Mordechai. The Ramban explains that we find in the Mishnah Vayta and Davchav Zayin and Mabes, the Rameir understands that a Meichon, one is not allowed to sell a Beis HaKnesses, Sharab, and Moyachid. They should be reading Oisei Mikdushasei. Chachamim on the other hand argue. Chachamim on the other hand hold that one is allowed to sell a Beis HaKnesses Memkar Olam for everything, Chutz Me'arba'ah Dvarim. And not only is one allowed to sell a Beis HaKnesses Sharab and Moyachid, one is even allowed to sell a Beis HaKnesses to be used for other purposes, as long as he doesn't sell it for purposes that are considered to be Zayin. The Ramban explains the basis of the Machlekes between Rameir and Chachamim is in how to understand the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses. Do we understand that a Beis HaKnesses is considered Tashmishei Mitzvah, or do we understand that a Beis HaKnesses is considered Tashmishei Kedusha? As we find on the Gemara Namah Beis, that there is a fundamental difference between Tashmishei Kedusha and Tashmishei Mitzvah. The Gemara says, Tashmishei Mitzvah Nizrakin, Tashmishei Kedusha Nignazim. By Tashmishei Mitzvah we say that once they are no longer roi to be used for the Mitzvah Nizrakin, you can throw them out. Tashmishei Kedusha, on the other hand, are Nignazim. L'chayra, the difference between Tashmishei Mitzvah and Tashmishei Kedusha, that Tashmishei Mitzvah Nizrakin and Tashmishei Kedusha on Ignazim, is based on the fact that Tashmishei Mitzvah have no Kedusha whatsoever, and for that reason, once they are no longer roi for the Mitzvah, they are Nizrakin. On the other hand, Tashmishei Kedusha have Kedusha, and therefore, they are Ignazim. That is l'chayra, one understands the difference between Tashmishei Mitzvah and Tashmishei Kedusha. And so too one sees in the Rambam, in Perakim HaMeyachasit HaSalach HaTes. In the Rana, as we will see, Be'ezus Hashem, the Rana understands that Tashmishei Mitzvah also have Kedusha. That there is a difference between Tashmishei Mitzvah and Tashmishei Kedusha is based on the fact that Tashmishei Mitzvah, the Kedusha, is for the purpose of the Mitzvah. Once the Mitzvah is over, the whole Kedusha goes off. Because again, the whole Kedusha is the Mitzvasa. On the other hand, Tashmishei Kedusha have a Kedusha Sagof, have a Kedusha Sagof which is independent of the Mitzvah. And for that reason, even when the Tashmishei Kedusha are no longer roi to be used for the Mitzvah, the Kedusha remains, and therefore the Halacha is Nignazim. The Ran goes on to say that that is the Seida Machlekes between Rameir and Rabbanan. Rameir understands that the Beis HaKnesses is Tashmishei Kedusha, and therefore it has Kedusha Sagof, and Kedusha Sagof cannot go off. And since Kedusha Sagof cannot go off, one cannot sell Beis HaKnesses only to be used as a Beis HaKnesses. Chacham, on the other hand, understand that a Beis HaKnesses is Tashmishei Mitzvah. And therefore, the Kedusha is dependent on the Mitzvah. And as long as a Beis HaKnesses is no longer Oymeru Mitzvasa, it's like any other Tashmishei Mitzvah. that when the Tashmishei mitzvah are no longer roi for the mitzvah, halacha is nizrakim. The Ran, on the other hand, argues on the Ramban. And the Ran explains that even like Chachamim, that a Beis HaKnesses is only Tashmishei mitzvah, but yet Rabbanan went and gave Kedusha Medrabbanan to the Beis HaKnesses. So again, we have three basic shittas as far as the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses is concerned. The Yireyim, the Rambam, and the Mordechai understand that Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses is Kedusha Menat Torah. The Ramban, on the other hand, understands that according to Chachamim, the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses is only like any other Tashmishei mitzvah. The Ran understands that a Beis HaKnesses has Kedusha Medrabbanan. Rabbanan went and gave a Beis HaKnesses Kedusha. Now getting back to our Gemara, we have to explain our Gemara according to the three shittas that we mentioned before. Again, our Gemara says that there is a halacha of Machru, Shiva, Tuve, Ho'ir, B'maymar, and She'ir. The one is even allowed to use the money that they receive from the Mechira of the Beis HaKnesses on Mishta Beis Shechra. Now to explain how Shiva, Tuve, Ho'ir, B'maymar, and She'ir works is dependent upon the three Mahachim that we said before and how to understand the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses. The Ramban, as we said before, understands that there is a machlokes between Reb Meir and Chachamim in how to understand the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses. Reb Meir understands the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses is like Tashmishei Kedusha. Rabbanan, on the other hand, understand that Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses is only like a Tashmishei Mitzvah. The Ramban goes on to say that we find the Mechira of Shiva, Tuvi, Oyer, B'maymar, and She'ir works is only according to Rabbanan that understand that the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses is like any other Tashmishei Mitzvah. For that reason, as long as a Shiva, Tuvi, Oyer, B'maymar, and She'ir decide that they no longer want to use this binyan as a Beis HaKnesses, even without the Kedusha being transferred onto money, the Beis HaKnesses will be Yoytzei Mikedushasei just like any Tashmishei Mitzvah. That when the Tashmishei mitzvah are no longer being used for the mitzvah, the loch is nizrokin. And so too over here, once the Shivei Tuvei Yer B'maymar and She'ir decide that they are no longer using this Beis HaKnesses for Beis HaKnesses, Memela, the Kedusha of Tashmishei mitzvah goes off, and they can use the money that they receive for any purpose, even Umishta Beis Shechra. That is according to Ramban, that understands that according to Rabbanon, there is no self-standing Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses. The whole Kedusha is dependent upon that we see the Beis HaKnesses as Tashmishei Mitzvah. The Ran, as we said before, argues. The Ran understands that even like Rabbanon, a Beis HaKnesses has a self-standing Kedusha midirabbanon. Rabbanon went and created a Kedusha. According to the Ran, the only way the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses can go off is only if the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses is transferred onto the money that they receive from the Mechira of the Beis HaKnesses. For that reason, the Ran explains our Gemara as follows. That when Shiva, Tuvi, Oyer, B'maymar, and She'ir sell the Beis HaKnesses, the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses is transferred onto the money. That our Gemara says, that they can use the money even Umishta Beis Shechra, is based on the fact that after the Kedusha is transferred onto the money, the Shiva, Tuvi, Oyer, B'maymar, and She'ir have the koyach to be mafkia the Kedusha. They have the ability to be mafkia the Kedusha from the money that they receive from the Mechir of the Beis HaKnesses. As the Ran explains, that the Kedusha on the money is not as chomer as the Kedusha on the actual Beis HaKnesses, Vafisha Damim Eru Oyamnu Me'olam Davar Shebe Kedusha, because the money was never used for Davar Shebe Kedusha. And for that reason, they have a koyach to be mafkia the Kedusha from the money that they received from the Beis HaKnesses. But the Kedusha originally was transferred to the money, and for that reason, the Beis HaKnesses itself was Yatza Me'i Kedushasei. That is a shita of the Ran. Now let's go on to the third shita of the Rishenim, as far as the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses is concerned. Again, the Yireyim, the Rambam, and the Mordechai understand that the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses is a Kedusha Menat Torah. So again, one has to understand, according to their shita, how does a Mechira of Shiva, Tuvi, Yer, B'maymar, and She'ir work to mafkia the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses completely, that even as far as the money is concerned, one can use the money on Mishta Beis Shechra. So, to say pshat in our Gemara, according to the Reim, the Rambam, and the Mordechai, one has to explain the way Mechira Shiva Tuviyah Remeimen and Shir works differently than what we said before. And the way the Mechira works is as we find in the Bi'alacha in Simen Kofnan Dalet, that the Bi'alacha brings down the following Machlikes Rishenim. That we say, that Mechiras Shiva Tuviyah Remeimen and Shir works, does that only apply to the Mechira of the Beis HaKnesses? Or by all Mechira of any Tashmishei Kedusha, we also apply this halacha of Mechiras Shiva Tuvi Ho'er B'mayimad An She'o'er. The Bi'alacha goes on to say that this is a tremendous Machlekes HaRishenim. As we said before, from the Ramban one sees that Mechiras Shiva Tuvi Ho'er B'mayimad An She'o'er works only by Tashmishei Mitzvah. The Rambam in Perek Yod Mehilcha Sefer Torah and the Tur in Yeridaeus Himen Reish Pei Beis argue and understand that such a Mechira works even by Tashmishei Kedusha. Even by Tashmishei Kedusha, if one would have a Mechira Shiva Tuvi Yer B'mayimad An She'o'er, the Kedusha of the Tashmishei Kedusha would go off. The obvious question is, how does one understand the Mechiras Shiva Tuvi Yer B'mayimad An She'o'er? How do they have the ability to nafkia the Kedusha from Tashmishei Kedusha? The Bi'alacha explains that the Rambam and Torah understand that such a Mechira works even as far as the Kedusha of Tashmishei Kedusha is concerned is based on that the Rambam and Torah understand that the way the Mechira of Shiva Tuvi Ho'er B'mayimad An She'o'er works is because the whole Kedusha was only a Kedusha al Tanai. As the Bi'alacha says, the Sfira who the Rambam and Torah understands, the Koyach Tuvei Ha'ir the Mehani Veis HaKnesses, who Mishom the Chol HaNeider Neider Al Daitam. When they were Makdish the Beis HaKnesses, they were Makdish the Beis HaKnesses Al Das the Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir B'mayim Meran She'o'ir. And therefore, once the Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir B'mayim Meran She'o'ir decide that the Beis HaKnesses or the Tashmishei Kedusha should no longer be Kaddish, automatically the Kedusha goes off, because again, the whole Kedusha was only Al Tanai, that the Shiva, Tuvi, B'mayimad An She'o'er decide that they want the Kedusha to remain. That is how the Bi'alacha explains the Shita of the Rambam and the Tur. According to Bi'alacha, one can explain the Shita of the Yireyim, the Mordechai, and the Rambam very simply. That even though the Yireyim, the Rambam, and Mordechai understand that the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses is a Kedusha Min HaTorah, still the Shiva, Tuvi, or Yer, B'mayimad An She'o'er have the ability to Nafkia the Kedusha based on the fact that the whole Kedusha was only a Kedusha Al Tanai, was only a Kedusha Al Das, the Shiva, Tuvi, Yer, B'mayimad An She'o'er. With this Chiddush of the Bi'alacha, one can explain another Machlekes HaRishonim that we find as far as the Halacha of our Gemara of Mechira Shiva Tuvi Yer B'mayimad An She'o'er is concerned. As we see weiter in the Mishnah Nachav Zayinim and Beis, that even according to Rabbanan, that one has a right to sell Beis HaKnesses for other purposes, but yet he is not allowed to sell Beis HaKnesses to be used for things that are considered a Bizayin. For example, as the Mishnah says, Omer Chatz, Leborsiki, Letfilo, Lebeis HaMayim. Now, what is Halacha as far as our Gemara is concerned? If let's say one has a Mechira Shiva Tuvi Yer B'mayimad An She'o'er, then do we say that one is allowed to use the Beis HaKnesses even for those Dal Dvarim, or still one is not allowed to use the Beis HaKnesses for those Dal Dvarim? So we find the Machlekes HaRishonim. The Rosh in Siman Aleph understands that after the Mechira of our Gemara takes place, one is allowed to use the Beis HaKnesses even for the Dal Dvarim which are mentioned in the Mishnah on the Chav Zayin Beis. And so too we find that Avnei Nezer or Chaim Siman Lama Gimel and the Netzivim Reime Asad explain is a Shita of Rashi B'dibra Maschel HaShonu. The Ramban and the Ravid on the other end argue. The Ramban and the Ravid understand that even after the Mechira of our Gemara takes place, there still remains an Isser to do the Dal Dvarim which were mentioned in the Mishnah on the Chav Zayin Beis. Still, one is not allowed to do things that are considered a bizoyan to Beis HaKnesses. That is the Shita of the Ramban and the Ravid. That the Ramban understands, that even after the Mechira of our Gemara takes place, there still remains an Isser of the Dal Dvarim, is based on the fact that the Ramban understands that a Beis HaKnesses again is Tashmishei Mitzvah. So even though after the Shiva Tuvia Ramayman and Shiva decide that they no longer want to use the Beis HaKnesses for the purpose of the Beis HaKnesses, the Meila Dalach is, as we said, the Gemara says, Tashmishe Mitzvah Nizrakin. Still, as we find in Shulchan Aruch Siman Chafal Sif Beis, that even by all Tashmishe Mitzvah, even after one is no longer planning on using the Tashmishe Mitzvah for the purpose of a Mitzvah, still one is not allowed to treat them in a way that is considered a Bizayin. And so too, as far as our Beis HaKnesses, even though one has a Mechira, and therefore the Beis HaKnesses no longer has Kedusha of Tashmishe Mitzvah, still one cannot treat the Beis HaKnesses in a way that is considered a Bizayin. But now, one has to understand the Shita of the Rosh, and as we said, the Achreinim explained, that is the Shita of Rashi as well, that understand that once the Mechira of our Gemara takes place, one is even allowed to use the Beis HaKnesses for things that are considered a Bizayin. So one can explain the Shita of Rashi and the Rosh based on that we said from the Bir Halacha. The way Shiva Tuvi Yerba Maimon and Shia works is based on the fact that the whole Kedusha was only a Kedusha Al Tanai. And therefore, once the Shiva Tuvi Yerba Maimon and Shia decide that they no longer want to use this Beis HaKnesses as a Beis HaKnesses, from now on, this Beis HaKnesses is considered a regular bias. And for that reason, one is even allowed to do things that are considered bizoyan, because from now on, we don't see this bias as a Beis HaKnesses anymore, based on the fact that the whole Teiras Beis HaKnesses was only Al Das the Shiva Tuvi Erba Maimadan Sheoyer.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.